Sunday Lunch. Sunday Lunch with your favourite Essex boy, Tony Smith. Tony Smith. On Phoenix 98 FM.
Welcome back. I'm joined in the studio now by my forever. I'll just give him my lovely jingle because they just like, I'm their favourite Essex boy. You know, I mean, we've been filmed. We've been packed, haven't we?
Welcome to the show.
Listen, welcome to the show, guys. Now, let's see if I remember, because normally people do go, you know, in a certain order. So when you go on the radio, do you always sit the same way or do you kind of move around?
Roughly.
Because you are Matt.
Yeah.
Ben.
No, nearly.
I'll be Ben for today.
Let's have a look. That means you must be Dave.
Yeah.
Well, I see. It's easy when you've got three. Matt. Ben.
Yeah. There we go.
Now I've listed it 1, 2, and 3. There you go. My forever. Welcome to the studio.
Thank you very much.
Listen, let's get the name out of the way because it's a great name. How did that come about?
Yeah, it was just something that was kind of born out of wanting to have a name which was really big and epic, and obviously the word forever has huge meaning, and the my part of it is kind of to make it more personal so that people feel, or hopefully they'll feel, that we are there forever, and we're a band that can stay with them for the rest of their life. I know it's a bit cliche, but
yeah, I think so.
It's got a nice meaning.
But it's also it's like a name that's it's kind of an established name. It's like you've heard it before. You think, oh yeah, My Forever. And like you could have been around for ages. But you've only been, what, 2012? When did you get together?
Yeah, like kind of when we started taking it seriously, would say so.
Yeah.
So yeah, 2012. And
now, you're from North Yorkshire, and it's from actually, let's get this right. Thirsk.
Absolutely, yeah. Perfect.
And what's that like? Nice?
Yeah, it's a nice little market town.
Yeah.
Is it your first time into Essex?
Our second time.
Yeah,
second
we had time. A festival a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
Which is
it was good fun, yeah. Yeah. But it's beautiful, like, literally gorgeous weather outside, so it's definitely not that in Yorkshire right now.
What's obviously your first time in Britain, so you've been, you've seen, we were talking off air about the Only Way to Essex and Tarry and stuff. Is it something you've watched? Did you watch any reality TV?
I will have to admit this, yes, I do, and I probably will get hounded for that, but no, I like it.
You'll be driving up the
highway. I've watched it. There is a huge hype about it in Yorkshire, isn't there?
Yeah, massive hype about it. Yeah, it's actually nice to come down and see the places, and you know, we had a little walk before and saw some of the shops and stuff. So.
They're doing all the tours at the moment, so they'll all be all the Sundays is a big day. They've all been to the Sugar Hut the night before, so they'll all be like they stay in all the hotels.
Yeah, I wanted to see what that was.
You can't miss that. Yeah. It's right in the centre of the high street. You'll see. Right.
Dave was having a bit of a fanboy moment there.
Yeah,
when he saw the shops.
I was like, oh my god. This is where he stood.
I could see it later on Facebook. You're all standing outside a little photo shoot outside the Sugar Hut.
Like thumbs up.
The only way is My Forever.
Let's get some music because for the listeners, how would you describe your musical genre? Rock, pop.
It's like definitely rock music with the pop structures and stuff, and you know, kind of big, anthemic, and yeah, I'd say. So that
anthemic is the word I would use. I think.
Yeah.
Well, you'll be able to find out for yourselves in a minute when you hear one of our tracks.
We're going to put a tune on. We're looking forward to that. But you got together in 2012. But was you all in? You know, was you into music before that? How did you meet? You know, were you all in different projects, or did you kind of just get together?
Yeah, we were. I mean, we've all done music for a long time. I mean, but you know, we met. I met Ben in 2010, and then. That was through a radio interview when I was searching for band members to start this band. And met Matt through Ben.
We went to school and college together.
Yeah. And, you know, when it became the three of us, it just felt right. And it's been this way ever since. And we've been there.
So let's get to the Facebook stuff, because this is what you've got here. You, in the last 2 years, completed two hugely successful UK tours, signed a management deal with Fierce Management. Is that still the case?
Yes.
Yep, absolutely.
The case, yep.
Released the critic acclaimed debut EP, the debut single, Till the End, attracted interest from America, with the music video showcased across UK on the BBC City Centre big screens. Also named in the final top 20 acts for MTV's annual band new unsigned competition, whittled down from thousands of entrants. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, that was something that kind of came out of the blue.
It's a competition they kind of do on an annual basis, and artists like Conor Maynard has come out through it and things like that. So to get some big acts that do come through it, and we got whittled down to like the final 20, which was really good exposure and things like that. It's always good to be, obviously, have recognition from big platforms such as MTV and things like that.
Yeah. We're going to put a tune on. We're going to start off with your track. We've got two lined up. So we've got Space of My Own or Till the End. Which one are we putting on first?
Space of My Own.
Space of My Own. Tell us a little bit about that track.
This track is one that we've been opening our set with for the past year and a half. It's a big song. It's about kind of finding your own place in this world and going out and pursuing your dreams. And yeah, that's what we like to write about.
Okay, here we go. Mike Ferrer, Space of My Own.
This one. we left a mark. At least we left a mark.
There you go, My Forever. Which are all this rock and roll? We're talking about tea. How weird is that? we're in sitting in the studio talking about Yorkshire tea. I've not had any, but I'm going to go and buy some later now. It's
good.
I'm just reading it down.
It's the best brew you'll ever have.
I'm very strange. I don't like tea or coffee.
So. I've watching the football, scrub that out. Going to the pub, scrub that out. And top of the list now is going
tea.
To some Yorkshire tea. Just so I can take a photo of it and tweet it to you later on.
Because you've got sponsored, yeah.
And then,
yeah,
I might get a few extra followers. You know, you never know. Jen's just followed me, bless her. It's good, isn't it?
She's a good girl.
You know what? I think she's done it through pity.
You. That's really bad of me.
Question from My Forever, lads. Are you guys looking forward to getting back to playing shows for us, seeing as it's been ages?
Yes.
Definitely.
Yes, we are. I mean, we've been playing festivals and stuff all summer. So that's been nice to go and, you know, play to new faces and stuff. But we can't wait to get back out, going on tour and doing our own headline shows for our fans. Because
we have got a few shows booked, haven't we?
Yeah.
We've got a few shows booked, which we will be releasing information about them very soon. So it's just keep an eye out on our
very good.
Facebook page
they're
and very, very things good. Like that for more info. But just some good shows coming
yeah.
up.
Do you think Jane just wrote that? She could have just asked us, couldn't she? Well, she's right here. She probably tweeted it herself. If Jen sends she might send in a question, although she's sitting in the fourth chair.
She likes to not be in the public eye.
And they're massive.
Yeah,
that's Welsh. That was, wasn't it? That's completely Welsh.
It's very rare you'll hear her voice on radio. One day we will get her.
If you could, if you guys could collaborate with another band or something, who would you pick?
Because
you know you've got to look busted now, so could you get
I'd love to do like My Goo Goo Doll. So the Goo Goo Dolls, but
I'd
have to call it My Goo Goo Dolls.
You would, yeah.
I don't know, it's really hard. There's a lot of new artists that I love.
My 1D.
That'll be interesting.
That'll be massive.
We'd have to be better.
My 1D.
We actually asked this question a few weeks ago, and I said it'd be really cool to do something like with an electronic artist. Like Coldplay did with Avicii and things like that.
Something
a bit different, because it's easy enough for a band just to say, oh, we'll do it with a band very similar to us, but you want to obviously kind of do something completely different, a bit out of the ordinary.
Yeah, we'd love that. I agree with that. Yeah, it'd be absolutely awesome to collaborate with someone like that.
Now, after 2013, you took some time out to write and record new material. How did that get on?
It's been awesome, hasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Been hard work, but it's been really, really successful.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. We took a lot of time out and really wanted to delve into things properly, and I think we've come out with some of the best stuff
that
we've done.
Yeah, definitely. And,
it says here that you had a crazy summer of gigs, released of your brand new EP. Tell me about that. That must have been 2013.
Yeah, both years really we've been doing a lot of festival gigs, especially this year. We've really been pushing whole festivals all summer whilst continuing to work on this new EP, which will be coming out soon. I know we keep saying soon to our fans, but it is very soon. And the brand new single from that will be coming out very, very soon as well. And we actually have something to reveal live on air right now.
Yeah, go on.
If we can. Should we have a drum roll? Can we do this on the table?
You can.
The new single is called Light of the Night, and it will be coming out very, very soon.
And
so everyone can start tweeting the hashtag Light of the Night.
Light of the Night. And would that be on iTunes? Or
yeah, that? iTunes, our Facebook, YouTube, and also
the website.
It will include website. Hmm. It will include a music video with it, which we shot during the summer, which was an awesome experience. Our first outdoor
tiring.
Location.
Very tiring, but it was great. Yeah,
but it was very tiring, but awesome. You'll see Yorkshire in there, so yeah, watch the music video
and then you'll get the perfect definition of what Yorkshire's like if you watch the music video,
because you've done quite a few videos which is, you can go online, they're quite easy to find. Actually while we're there, we'll talk about the because you've got your own website which has got most of the links on it, which is just myforever.com.
It's myforeverofficial.com
official.com, which is the same as your Twitter, and My Forever Band is a Twitter, isn't it?
Yeah,
and you've got Facebook as well, which is mostly got the same links.
You can go to those
it'll take you straight there, and you can find all about you. Does it tell you where you're playing? Because I know with gigs coming in quite a bit, you're starting to gig a bit, little bit more now. So people can find out where you're.
Yeah, all the gigs will be available on all our social media and website as soon as we've got finalised dates and everything ready to go. So.
Yeah. So who does your videos? Is it something you do yourself, or do you get someone in to do it?
Yeah, no, it's something that's one thing that we take pride in, is that the fact that we do most of our work ourselves. And yeah, we do the videos ourselves, and work really hard on them, and direct them, and edit them. And
Jen does it on her iPhone 6.
Yeah, Jen sits back and kind of just says yes or no.
We had we had another guy come and help us film as well during the shoot and things. But yeah, we do kind of a lot of work ourselves.
Yeah, we get like a crew of people in to help, especially this latest video. We had a good team of people who came and helped us, and it was really a fun ride, this latest one.
Lots of
definitely.
Fun, well, we're gonna do the other track now. We're gonna do a track. This is called My Forever Till the End by yourselves. Now, tell us a little bit about this track.
Yeah, Till the End was the very first single we released in 2012.
This is off the first EP, wasn't it?
From the 2012 EP release. This is the very first single release from it. Shot the music video in a really haunted, crazy warehouse building, which was unique. Yeah. But it's a really big summer anthem, and hope you enjoy it.
Okay, My Forever Till the End. I'm not. No, I've just suddenly had a fit of giggles because we're not Facebooking, we're Twittering at the moment because we've got our. Because I've just about said, Jen's in the house, Jen Corrigan. Because she's got Jen underscore, is it under slash or whatever you call it?
It is.
Fierce. Underscore, yeah.
Fierce.
We should know this, shouldn't we?
You should do, really, yeah.
Our manager.
Yeah, you've got to check out her picture. It's a lovely little picture. She's like, but she's got kind of behind, it's looked like little tiles, but it's not a tile.
Everyone should go check it out.
Super posh, that is, isn't it? I mean, if I, you know,
let's make Jen Twitter famous right now.
Yeah, you got followers. She's only got 677 followers.
Let's get her to 700 by the end of the thing.
Yeah, we've got to get her to. Let's see what she. Let's see if she tweeted anything embarrassing.
Follow
Joan. Oh, can't. Yeah, you'd have to. You'd have to follow her for that. I mean, that's pretty boring, really. Ella Eyre, absolutely phenomenal performance at Chatty Man. Chatty Man? Who's Chatty Man?
Oh, Alan Carr.
Oh, of course
Alan
it is,
Carr?
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you? I know Ella Eyre's manager.
It's massive, isn't it? Yeah. Ooh, massive.
Brilliant.
Yeah, who else has got here? Oh, I'm so excited I could burst.
Oh, dear. Did you burst, Jen?
Yeah.
Did you
My
burst?
Forever band, new music is almost in your grasp.
Whey. Yes.
Whey. That was the biggest sort of laddish like word I've ever heard.
It's great reading out.
Just regarding the new
live
music.
Tweets on air, though, she's probably thinking, "God, no, hopefully I didn't put anything too bad on there."
Just regarding the new music, we just need to say that we will be releasing the release date for the new single "Light Up the Night" this week. Cool. So make sure you keep an eye on our social networking sites and everywhere.
And you do, and of course, it's a big thing now. Social network. It's obviously having a following is part and parcel of you know getting the name out there. I suppose.
Yeah, it's a very important tool nowadays for using for promotion and everything. Mm. It's a great way to get your music out there to people.
It has its pros and cons. Really, like the pros of it is like say you can access people all over the world, but then at the same time you've got a lot more competition with other bands and things being on it as well. So, but obviously if you use it effectively and things, you do stand out, and obviously if you're good at what you do, people find you eventually. And
absolutely.
So, yeah, find us on Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram.
Yeah, you've got a lot of new stuff coming.
It can get you into trouble as well, though.
It's lots of fun, isn't it?
Yeah.
Talk us about, because obviously you write your own material, so talk us through, before we do the next track, I know the next track's going to be a cover, but talk us through the songwriting, how you songwrite. I mean, is it something you all get involved in?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, we each individually songwrite, but also we could sometimes songwrite as a group as well. So if we songwrite as a group, it'll be in rehearsal sessions. If we've done it individually, then we'll,
bring those
ideas into the rehearsal room.
So lyrics first, melody first, or is it?
Personally, it's usually the music, because I think the music sets the kind of mood. Yeah. Music and then melody and lyrics and stuff follow.
So you're looking forward to getting back out on stage, so to speak. What's your kind of favourite gig? Do you prefer the festivals, or do you prefer like close up in the pubs and you know having an audience right up front, or do you like to be on a big stage?
Yes,
I prefer the smaller venues really. In terms of, because when you do a festival, it just feels as though you're way back from the crowd and you don't really get that sort of involvement with the audience. But in the smaller venues, you tend to get a lot more involvement. You hear them singing the lyrics back and jumping up and down. For me, it
creates a bigger atmosphere, doesn't it? You get sort of more intimate approach as well, which is quite good.
I love the intimate feel and stuff. But
I've noticed, a complete change of subject, because I just remembered that we were talking about photos earlier on and the lovely Jan's photo. But you have you go for the boy band look. Every time someone takes a photo, you're like, that didn't come up on radio. But you have you're like Charlie's Angels, but you're blokes. You're trying to get together and go.
And you do the best. Can we just put that in our bio? Is that all right?
Do you know what I mean? You do that. Is that something?
Like Charlie's Angels.
We're like Charlie's Angels.
I think we're just massive posers, but you know, there we go.
Yeah.
What's it like hanging out? I suppose you're all best mates. But if he was on say, for instance, was on Big Brother, and you've just been, you know, you're in the diary room now, and you have to vote one of the other two out.
You can't ask us that question.
Who's annoying? Who'd you go,
I know, I've got the answer. I'd vote Matt out because...
I mean, Jen could be in the house as well.
Matt...
Me
and Matt kind of... I don't know if I can say this on air. We go for the same looking girls. So I'd vote him out just so that I have the women
vote
in the house.
Vote off the competition.
Yeah. And then, yeah, Ben can stay because he's just...
I'm just me.
He's a little cutie.
Just Ben, really. Yeah. What about you? Come on, tell me.
Is that what happens, after the gig? All the girls come out and they kind of do they they're queuing out the game.
Me and Matt, they're fighting.
I'd kick them both out.
kick them both out and have a good night's sleep. That's what I'd do. Yeah.
Talking about reality TV, because... obviously, the X Factor's in the news at the moment, in the media. It's all over the papers, and it's on over the weekends. Is it something you'd look at doing? Would you ever have a little dabble on reality TV? You know, if the call came in?
Probably not X Factor, but I think, you know, if there's something that was going to be real, as in, like, real bands, and kind of you could be who you want to be rather than told who
what
to
you're
be.
Going to be.
Then, you know, maybe it's a good platform to go onto TV, obviously, and
there's
stuff.
There's just not that thing there at the moment for bands, really.
No, not really.
Britain's got talent, but it's not bands, it's just any sort of talent. What you need is you need something like X Factor, but for bands.
Yeah.
And then we'd probably, obviously...
But let you be, you know, who you are and stuff. And
it's a tough industry, isn't it? There's so many bands out there now. You really do have to rely on your followers and your social media to get your name out there. We're going to do another track. This is a cover track called The Name. Yourself. So do you enjoy doing the covers?
Yeah, absolutely. It gives us sort of like a break from original music, and we get to perform songs that we love as well.
Yeah,
which definitely. Is really really good because you get to do your own take on what a song that's really personal to you and what you really enjoy.
Yeah.
And you do get a really sort of sense of achievement from it. It's really, really good fun.
Yeah, there's a stigma for covers, but I mean, most bands start off with covers. I mean, when you first start off singing, you're always going
to
sing.
Yeah, when I first started gigging, when I used to do acoustic stuff, I was always playing covers.
Yeah. What's your favourite artist? What kind of music do you listen to when you've not got your own CD in your car?
It changes all the time, but right now I'd say... there's a duo from America called Dan and Shay,
who
listen to a heck of a lot. You know, beautiful songwriting and incredible vocals. And
we're all different sort of stuff. We do like a lot of the same bands, but then again, we do like different things. At the moment, I'm kind of listening to Coldplay. And
can't go wrong with that.
I think we're all kind of big fans of 30 Seconds to Mars and things like that. Mm. But yeah, we listen to everything, really. Yeah. So
okay, let's have a listen to this track to see your take on the name, Forever, My Forever.
Even though the moment passed me by, I still can't turn away. All the dreams you never thought you'd lose, tossed along the way. Letters that you never meant to send get lost and thrown away. Now a grown up orphans, I never knew their names. We don't belong to no one. That's a shame. You can hide beside me, maybe for a while. I won't tell no one your name. And I won't tell them your name. I won't tell them your name. Skies are souvenirs you never lose. The past is never far. Did you lose yourself somewhere out there? Did you get to be a star? Don't it make you sad to know that life, more than who we are, yeah. We grew up way too fast. Now there's nothing to believe. When reruns all become my history, a tired song keeps playing on a time. from your name. Yeah, yeah, I won't tell them your name. And now I won't, no, I won't tell them your name. All the time, I don't need the same. It's lonely where you are. Come back down, and I won't tell them your name.
Sunday Lunch with your favourite Essex boy, Tony Smith.
Tony Smith.
On Phoenix 98 FM.
Of course, I was just doing some little... Because you can't hear it, can you? Because I just realised, put that up, you can't hear that jingle. I was going to play again, but I thought, good, it's a good jingle, Jen. It's good. Now, if you could go on a date... Because you're single, a couple of you are single, aren't you?
Yeah,
right,
yeah,
so if you could go on a date with any celeb, yeah, a singer... Film star, anything? Who would you go for?
This is a tough one. This is a tough one. The thing is, I'll always like shoot for, like, the biggest, which is just never going to happen. So I need to be realistic and say Angelina Jolie. That's realistic. No,
that's realistic.
Pretty much every guy's after Angelina.
Yeah, she's amazing. Mm. But realistically,
any celebrity?
Yeah, anyone.
That's tough.
Beyonce, J Lo.
Zoe Deschanel.
So
off New Girl on
E4. Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Yeah. That's a good one.
I do like her.
Oh, Jen, what about you?
Oh, as we all know.
Who would she go for?
Oh, Jared Leto. Jared Leto. Yeah.
No.
Yes.
Jen fangirls hard over Jared Leto.
She can't talk whenever she sees a photo of him or anything.
He just poses.
Yeah.
Huh? It's not about me. Was that like,
I know
Yorkshire coming out there?
The girl off EastEnders.
The girl off EastEnders.
What's she called?
Not EastEnders.
Keegan. Michelle Keegan.
Oh yeah, Michelle Keegan.
Oh yeah.
I can't say that in Essex.
I will get in Essex.
Why?
She's Mark Wright. She knows.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh right, okay.
I will be leaving this place now.
So a big shout out going out to let's we've got loads of people tweeting in. So we're going to talk to Chris because I know he's listening. Chris DeLong.
Hello.
Yeah. Hi, Chris.
And now Chris is a let's read it because this is Twitter. Chris is an aircraft turnaround manager. What is that? What's he turns aircrafts around?
He's you know what? I can't really explain it properly. And I'm his brother.
How do you turn them around? Just like park them the other way?
Basically, he's very good at getting the planes in the air and back on the ground.
Again.
Running the airport. Just and also being just. Yeah, really amazing at it.
So we've got S-Row, hello to you.
Trying not to be rude right now.
You're done, Jen. Hinda, hello to Hinda. We've got the fan page. A lot of people tweeting in. So
yeah, big shout-out to my favourite fans out there.
Yeah, big shout-out to everyone. And we miss you all. We can't wait to play the shows for you and for you to hear everything, all the new music and stuff. It's going to be great.
Must be pretty cool having a fan page, I suppose, is it?
Yeah, it's awesome. We love it. We love our fans. They're like really dedicated.
Yeah. Everybody loves what we do, so...
Yeah.
That's given me an idea. I think I might, from this afternoon, I'm going to start up my own fan page.
We should do it.
Yeah.
We should do it. Join forces.
Have a cover photo and sort it out.
Jen can help you with that.
Yeah, I mean, I've got, you know, you're Jen. Look, I mean, that's all guaranteed one follower.
Once again, it's the internet. It's amazing. We've got fans from all over the world. America, like, obviously, shout out to... Yeah, Gary tweeted in saying he wants us to come to America. It's obviously planned. We definitely want to come over sometime, so hopefully we'll sort that out soon. And then we've had fans come over from Australia to our gigs. So.
Have you done any touring? I mean, when you play, obviously you've got gigs coming up and about, but do you travel? Obviously, you're down here today, but do you venture around the country?
Yeah, like all over the UK when we're doing tours and stuff. It's from literally, Glasgow all the way down to London, and back. So yeah, it's everywhere. We love to travel around and see as many faces as possible, really. So it's good.
What's the music scene like where you're from? Is it quite big? You've got a load of venues.
Thirsk
is quite small.
It tends to be York, Leeds sort of area.
There's a venue called Fibbers, which is a big venue where a lot of big bands today grew up and became what they are today.
Yeah, it's great. Leeds is obviously full of, it's got a really, really vibrant music scene.
Yeah.
Really good.
Okay, listen, thanks for joining us on the show. It's been an absolute pleasure. Good luck.
Thank you very much.
You're going to be tweeting out all your venues, where you're going to be at. Yep. Let's just run through where people can get hold of you and find out a little bit more, because your Twitter is at My Forever Official Band. The website and Facebook are?
My Forever Official. So the website is myforeverofficial.com. Facebook is My Forever Official.
And we all have our own individual accounts on Twitter as well, and Facebook pages.
Yeah.
So it's Matt My Forever, Ben My Forever, Dave My Forever.
Yeah.
So
search
if
for that.
If you just basically Google My Forever, you'll be able to find all of those accounts.
Okay.
Do come and say hi.
Yeah.
Well, absolutely.
We're friendly.
We're going to end with a track called "The World Won't Wake." Just quickly tell us about your spin on that.
Yeah, I mean, this song is something that we're really, really proud of. I always try and find a good story to tell with this song, which is really difficult. It's just basically a love story, and listen to the lyrics and delve into it and try and kind of work it out yourself. But it's a beautiful piece of music.
Just another thing, you can get all of our music on iTunes and Spotify and just kind of all of the general music sites, really. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, I'll be putting all the interview up on the show page blog, which is you can find at phoenixfm.com. It'll be up from around about tomorrow. Then also, you'll find it on the Sunday Lunch Show. If you're on Facebook, you can just go on Facebook and type in the Sunday Lunch and you'll find it all there. All the links will also be online. So, thanks for joining us. This is going to be The World Won't Wait.
Thanks a lot.
Yeah, brilliant. Thanks for having us.
Thank you. Cheers, Tony.
My Forever.
To see when we look to the unknown. Now at the ending, why don't be your memory? Why don't be your favorite scene that you won't ever let go? Stood here letting go. Do I keep trying to rearrange my way? Think about you every day, but you never wanna world's not waiting. What are you waiting for? What are you waiting for? Just give me another chance tonight, 'cause I won't give up the fight. Give me a hope to redefine. Just give me another chance tonight, 'cause I won't.
Sunday Lunch with your favourite Essex boy, Tony Smith. Tony Smith. On Phoenix 98 FM.